Jeff Rex up there in Mount Vernon talking a little Northwest District basketball. Jeff, how you doing tonight?
Doing great. Just enjoying the postseason.
Absolutely. And you saw a great game on Tuesday night. Before we talk about the district tournament, why don't you tell us what happened between two very highly ranked teams and 2A boys and rivals in basketball, Linden and Squalicum.
Yeah, this is one that you don't normally get the biggest matchup in the last regular season game of the year, all for the district championship. But we got it this year with the Linden taking on Squalicum, and it looked like perennial power Linden was going to pull away. They had a big halftime lead, double digits over the guard-oriented Squalicum Storm. But boy, Squalicum is a feisty group, and they bounced back, had several rallies in the second half, and almost pulled it out. Linden hanging on to a 73-70 win. Big game for Sterling Summers, for Linden in that contest. And both teams, though, I think should make great runs in the postseason. They're real close at 3-4 in the state. These guys are definitely the top of the Northwest Conference 2A.
So the district tournament begins, I guess, tomorrow then. Linden gets the 1 seed. Squalicum gets the 3 seed. So the Lions in the bottom half of the bracket, they start with Blaine. They host them tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at Linden. And then Anacortes gets Squalicum in the top half of that bracket. Maybe break down those two matchups real quick before we talk about anybody else that could compete in that district.
Yeah, I really like Linden big in the game with Blaine. Blaine's a good squad getting that 4th spot. They have some size with Shaq Woods in the post, a good player in the post. But I just like Linden. They're just a well-balanced team. They've got great guard play, some height inside. They could shoot the ball. I like Linden in that one. Squalicum was able to beat Anacortes in Anacortes' gym in their lone matchup this year. That game was close early on, and Squalicum pulled away late in that game. I still think that could be a great matchup. Anacortes has finished the season strong. They're a well-balanced team, good size. They can shoot, some good young guards. Of course, Squalicum, they've got their trio of Mitchell, Powell and Westbrook. They're just dynamite, 3 of the best guards in the state. One should just be a dandy.
Should be. And then in the other 2 games of this Elite Eight district, you got Archbishop Murphy, the 2 seed, taking on Granite Falls with the winner to play that winner of the Squalicum Anacortes game, Cedarcrest and Shorecrest. Judging by the seeds, it looks like Archbishop Murphy, the team with the chance that could make the run.
You know, I think on these you can probably go with the seeds on both of those. Archbishop Murphy, I haven't gotten to see, but I've heard good things about Archbishop Murphy. They're a very good team, and they will compete with the teams up in the Northwest Conference. And then you got Shorecrest, who is a 2A with the 3A schools and did very well in the 2A, in the 3A as a 2A school. I expect Shorecrest to be pretty tough as well in this tournament.
You know, it's funny, when I grab these brackets, Jeff, and I look at the boys and the girls in 2A, it's almost carbon copies. You see Anacortes in the top line of the bracket on the girls' side. I see Linden at the very bottom as a 1 seed. I see Shorecrest as a 4 seed in both of these. I see Archbishop Murphy as a 2 seed in both these ways. It's amazing. It's like almost the same identical bracket in 2A girls as it is in 2A boys. So let's start at the top with the Linden Lions. How dominant should they be in this district?
They didn't take the number one spot for no reason. They, you know, going in, we knew it was going to be them and Burlington Edison up here in the Northwest Conference. Linden was able to just kind of run away with the 2A crown. I expect Linden, they're an experienced group. They've done well in the past, and I expect them to make a run not only in this tournament, but beyond. Linden is just a fantastic group. Burlington Edison girls are dynamite as well. They've got a couple of great guards in Edie Breckenridge and Tyra Lopez. Burlington Edison is of the Skagit County teams is definitely the class. I expect them to go quite deep. And as you mentioned, yeah, it looks pretty similar with Archbishop Murphy. They have a strong boys program, a strong girls program. They're expected to do quite well. And Shorecrest, another 2A team in a 3A league, they got it done with bigger schools, and they'll compete just fine in this 2A district tournament.
That'll be interesting to see what happens. And if the seeds hold out, we could potentially have an Archbishop Murphy Linden Boys Championship and an Archbishop Murphy Girls Championship in the District 1 tournament. Great to talk to you as always. We'll chat with you next week, and we'll have a real good indication on who's going to be playing those championship games.
Talk to you next week.